Welcome back to NewsRamp Health, Fitness and Wellness for Wednesday evening, March 11, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
IOSTEM Technologies to host fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results conference call on March 24, 2026. BioStem Technologies, a leading medtech company, will release its fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results on March 24, 2026. The conference call and webcast featuring CEO Jason Matuszewski and CFO Brandon Poe will be held at 4:30 p.m. ET. To register for the event, visit the provided link. BioStem Technologies focuses on developing perinatal tissue allograft products and products, Playway, Razorbull, Philip, and Cat Reserve. Daily, BioStem Technologies focuses on developing perinatal tissue allograft products for regenerative medicine. Neuro One to present at the Oppenheimer 36th Annual Healthcare MedTech and Services Conference, March 17, 2026 at 1:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Neuro One Medical Technologies Corporation will be presenting at the Oppenheimer 36th Annual Healthcare MedTech and Services Conference on March 17, 2026 at 1:20 p.m. Eastern Time. The President and CEO Dave Rosa and CFO Ron McClurg will be in attendance, hosting one-on-one meetings with investors. Mr. Rosa will also deliver a presentation discussing updates and milestones for the OneRF platform for brain treatment and drug delivery.
Catalyst Crew Technologies names Dr. Kevin Rodden-Levy CEO as company advances AI-enabled healthcare transformation. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corporation announced Dr. Kevin Rodden-Levy as the new CEO, leading the company's shift towards AI-enabled healthcare solutions. Dr. Rodden's experience in healthcare operations and technology aligns with the strategic transition. The company aims to enhance access and efficiency in emerging markets through scalable platforms. Updates will be provided through SEC filings and public disclosures. Walk more to stress less. Get moving to improve well-being. Research from the American Heart Association shows that sitting for long periods can negatively impact health, leading to increased risks of various diseases. Adding just 20 minutes of daily physical activity can reduce these risks and improve mental health. Walking outside, making movement fun, walking with a pet, or pounding the pavement with a friend are simple ways to get more steps in and improve overall well-being.
Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, is operating a diversified portfolio of businesses in the pharmaceutical, healthcare, telemedicine, and consumer markets. Earth Science Tech Inc. is operating a diversified portfolio of businesses in the pharmaceutical, healthcare, telemedicine, and consumer markets. The company, a strategic holding company, focuses on acquiring and actively managing businesses with a strong emphasis on regulatory compliance, operational oversight, and disciplined scaling to drive growth. Led by experienced executives, Earth Science Tech prioritizes capital discipline, execution, and long-term value creation across its various platforms.
MenRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. appoints TMS neuroplasticity researcher Joshua Brown, MD, PhD, as Chief Medical Innovation Officer. NRX Pharmaceuticals Inc. has appointed neurostimulation researcher Professor Joshua C. Brown, MD, PhD, as Chief Medical Innovation Officer. Professor Brown's expertise in transcranial magnetic stimulation and neuroplasticity will enhance NRX's investigational drug NRX-101. The company aims to combine pharmacological and device-based therapies for severe central nervous system disorders like PTSD and depression.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Viamed Healthcare Inc. 4Q 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Viamed Healthcare Inc. In fiscal year 25, Viamed saw a 21% year-by-year growth in net revenue to $270,300,000, with $14,900,000 in net income and record Ajay EBODA of $61,400,000. The company benefited from platform momentum and contributions from Lahans, despite short-term friction from updated NCD. ViMed ended the year with free cash flow up 141% YY, showcasing durable growth potential.
Researchers trace differing pediatric brain tumors to common source. New research has found a common biological vulnerability in three different pediatric brain tumors, offering hope for targeted therapies. The study, focusing on a rare childhood tumor, unexpectedly revealed this shared weakness. This breakthrough paves the way for potential treatments that could address all three cancers simultaneously. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are now poised to advance drug development in this critical area. Biomed News Breaks, Orogenix Inc., NYSE, American OGAN explores CNS asset acquisitions to expand brain health pipeline. OGENSC, American NYSANSNIY. Orogenix Inc., NYSE, American OGN is looking in. The company aims to align these assets with its intranasal drug delivery platform and lead candidate OGNT-002. This move complements its AI-enabled drug discovery collaboration with Receptor AI and is part of its strategy to diversify its CNS pipeline. ONP-002 is currently in phase 2 of clinical trials in Australia for concussion and mild traumatic brain injury, with plans for phase 2b studies in the US after IND submission.
Biomed News Breaks, Nanovirucides, NISE, American, NNVC, to present at NIBA's 152nd Investment Conference, where President Anil Ardiwan will discuss progress on their antiviral platform. The company has completed manufacturing of NV-387 oral gummies for patient dosing in preparation for a phase 2 trial for monkeypox. This follows a successful phase 1 safety study in healthy volunteers. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tiny Gems Breaks, CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., launches new growth strategy focused on neurology and oncology pipeline expansion. CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., has unveiled a new growth strategy focusing on expanding its neurology and oncology pipeline. The company plans to acquire or in-license preclinical and clinical stage therapeutic assets, prioritizing programs with clear development pathways and strong commercial potential. CNS Pharmaceuticals will also prepare legacy assets TPI-287 and Berubicin for potential out-licensing to advance its acquisition-driven pipeline.
The Dairy Alliance powers athlete recovery at the TSSAA Blue Cross State Basketball Championships. The Dairy Alliance will provide real dairy milk to student athletes at the TSSAA Blue Cross State Basketball Championships. The initiative aims to support athlete recovery by offering high-quality protein, carbohydrates, and electrolytes after each game. Mayfield Dairy will supply the milk for the championships, emphasizing the nutritional benefits of dairy. The Dairy Alliance also engages fans with branded giveaways, highlighting the role of real dairy milk in fueling athletic performance.
The Dairy Alliance fuels student-athletes at the GHSA Basketball State Championships. The Dairy Alliance, a nonprofit funded by dairy farm families in the Southeast, will provide nutrient-rich real dairy milk to student-athletes at the GHSA Basketball State Championships. The organization aims to support athlete recovery by offering real dairy milk after each game, ensuring access to high-quality protein, carbohydrates, and electrolytes. Mayfield Dairy will supply milk for the championships, emphasizing the importance of proper nutrition and performance for student athletes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.